There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello to you and welcome. And I am really excited today because we are at the end of the year 2023. And I don't know about you, but I can look back at a year that has had as much a lot of challenges as beautiful transformations, as realizations, as new relationships, as beautiful souvenirs. But today I want to talk to you. If you are in a position today that you feel overwhelmed and in a certain way that you want to start your journey from stress to authentic success and are seeking help or looking for help, then I want to talk to you today about my VIP programs. It's something I've never done before, but I have an interview with a client of mine, ex-client of mine, but I'm going to talk to him about his journey in that he had with me in my VIP program. And I want to share that with you because I'm going to talk to you, my ideal client today. If you are an overwhelmed entrepreneur professional who is experiencing outside success, but you have been sacrificing your own well-being and work-life balance in the process, and if you are between 30, 35 or 50, 55 years old, you now realize that true wealth is health and fulfillment, and you seek your true self, a kind of freedom and deep fulfillment. If you are that sensitive person who has been helping, pleasing and saving other people your whole life, feeling disconnected with who you truly are. If you live mostly in your head and sometimes even feel the imposter syndrome, where self-care has never been a priority for you and you feel responsible for the outside world. If you experience stress, struggle, and sacrifice, you feel a void and feel the need to change your current situation in different areas of your life, like relationships with yourself, your partner, your kids. You even might feel so depleted and exhausted, but seem strong from the outside. Well, I have news for you. This episode is really for you because if you are that successful entrepreneur who's achieved outside success but feels still overwhelmed, disconnected, and drained, my VIP programs can help you to transform your life, find deep fulfillment, and prioritize your well-being starting today. So the key to reclaiming your life and well-being starts with reconnecting with your true authentic self. Truly, from there onward, you can start to prioritize holistic self-care, conscious self-care. The secret to breaking free from the cycle of stress and sacrifice is holistic self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. We've seen that through a lot of my shows. By prioritizing your self-care, you'll have the energy and the clarity to make meaningful changes in your life. So it's up to you to start with small daily rituals that nurture your mind, your body, and your soul. Now, one of the things that we also embrace in my journey that I do with my clients is to overcome that imposter syndrome and strengthen that relationship with yourself and your loved ones by embracing vulnerability. And I want to share with you the interview that I'm going to have with Erwin Janssen. Now, Erwin is an international businessman. He's a Belgian, amazing, really amazing guy, I can say. He's one of my not favorite clients because I can't say that, but one of my favorite clients to work with because he has as much humor as he has depth, as he has readiness to go introspection. So there's a lot of things going on. And when he and I met, he really was that guy that was experiencing amazing outside success, but inside there was a void. There was no fulfillment, and there were a lot of problems in disconnection with himself and his family. And I'm sure we're going to talk about all that. So be prepared for a very authentic, a very vulnerable interview. And I want to thank Erwin in advance for whatever we're going to talk about. It's going to help you see that it is not a weakness to ask for help and to seek help. It is a strength. And so I'm going to have a little break, and then we're going to talk to Erwin Janssen about his journey from stress to authentic success. Talk to you just now. Let me just add this before we go into the little break, because when you ask Erwin Janssen to describe himself, this is the words, in his words, this is it. People person since 1971, agency aficionado since 1999, young entrepreneur of the year in 2005, master marketeer since 2014. Everything is VML connected, and entrepreneur, investor, coach, manager, and chief Erwin officer, CEO. Now you and I are in for quite a vulnerable, honest, and beautiful conversation.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And today, as I said in the intro, I am talking to a client of mine, ex-client of mine, Mr. Erwin Janssen. Welcome.
Hey, Danielle, welcome. And I'm not sure I'm an ex-client. I think I'm an ongoing client, but we reached a certain stage in our common trajectory. And looking at the results that we achieved together, I think we are at the next level or in the next stage.
Yeah, nice to call it that way. So let's start from the beginning, Erwin. If I'm going to be maybe a little bit personal, but I'm sure you're okay with that.
Yep.
Can you tell anyone listening what was the situation that you were finding yourself in, the stress level, whatever it was, that made you seek help? Or seek coaching, mentoring, whatever.
Yeah. So I think stress is the right word, and in the way I always call it, like, it felt like a 360 degree stress, because I think it was not based on one single thing, but it was a mix of elements, both in my private life and in my professional life. Starting with a very obvious thing, but probably a lot of people would say there is some midlife involved, given your 50 years of age. Huh?
Yes.
And I hope 50 years is exactly the middle of my life, looking back in 50 years from now. So quite some success in business at the same time.
You had a lot of success in business. Let me just say that. You are a very successful person, a very successful businessman, internationally operating, all that kind of thing. So that is a big thing, because that for me is like the outside success. You had a lot of outside success. Can you recognize that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the nice words. All these successes, they come, I mean, there's always a price to pay, I guess. And in my case, the price to pay was at least double. One is let's say, not enough self-care, huh? So not investing or not freeing up the time, because I think it has a lot of to do with time, huh? Time, focus, priorities, on my mental and my physical health. That clearly was something, and that contributed a lot to my stress levels.
Yes, I agree.
But also, and unfortunately, it's a very big cliche. If you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to do business on an international level, it just eats up the majority of your time, not just from Monday 9 a.m. till Friday 5 p.m. but it's something that's kind of 7 on 7, 24 on 24, even when you're at home, even when you're with your
Yes.
family, even when you're with your friends, huh? There is always this buzzing in your head. So I would say, on the one side, I neglected myself, huh? On the other hand, I also neglected or didn't invest enough of my time and energy in the people that are very near to me, huh? And that, of course, puts a lot of stress on relationships, on your family, on your friends, huh? And you sense the stress and you feel it, but in a way, it's like, yeah, but you know, I'm jiggling with so many balls, and I just want to keep them all in the air. But you ignore,
I find
I think,
it so
signals.
Interesting, yeah, because we have so many signals and we ignore them all
Yeah.
the time,
We ignore them
sacrificing
all the
our
time.
own health, our own well-being, the people we love, the relationships, exactly as you say. Now, Erwin, what made you choose me out of the whole? How did you find me? How did that go?
Yeah. Also, there, I think it's not just pure luck, huh? Although I'm very lucky that I found you, huh? But it's the combination of an in a way, it's a little bit of karma, I guess. But it's the moment you come to the when you have the reflection or even the introspection that it's time to seek some help, huh? Because
Yes.
I think, why don't you look for help? Is on the one side, there's fear. Huh?
Of course.
What will happen if people start to ask, let's say, annoying questions? Huh? Or also fear because you don't know what's the process you will get into. And so you, in a way, you start Googling. Huh? And
Yes.
And secondly, you start to talk to a handful of people you can trust 100%, of course, because this is also
It's a
still
very
today, I
intense
believe,
journey, hey? So you
it's
need
a
to
very
trust,
intense.
hey?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's also, I mean, everything, and especially if we focus more, let's say, on mental health, on mental wellness and well-being,
wellness.
as I call it, huh? It's not something you seem to openly discuss with a lot of people. I don't know why. Perhaps it's in our culture, or perhaps as a man, you think it's not macho, huh, to
Yes,
discuss it.
I
So
agree.
although I was not scared to, so I talked to some people, and then yeah. So and then at a certain moment, you find your podcast, huh, your BBC thing, huh? And there is also a friend of mine, huh, who had, I think, a different trajectory with you, but who was very, very positive. And what I found positive in his story, and it's something that I can confirm, is, and his words, is like, in a way, the most difficult thing when you look for help is finding the right help, huh? Because there is so much out there. I mean, from mental wellness apps to a zillion books, huh? To all sorts of, and I say it with
Yes.
the utmost respect, all sorts of therapists and therapies and
Yeah.
so and tools and technology. So it's like, whew, where do I start? So to have someone you trust 100% who has been through the project trajectory, who feels like we're connected, we look a little bit the same at the world, so we're not looking for the most. I would say it's not the most theoretical thing. It's not the most scientific thing. It's
not too spiritual. It's not too
not
scientific.
yeah.
It's
So
not
it's so,
too.
exactly. So it, what for me was important was to. I mean, the basis is always, but that's only you can only find out after initial contact is, is there a match? Because if there is not a match between yourself and myself, it's never going to happen, because you need 200% trust, 200% transparency, confidence in the process. Huh?
Thank you for that, Erwin. I just want to add to anyone listening that even through the years, for me, as the coach, the mentor, the therapist, I decide for myself, and that's just an example in setting boundaries. I decide for myself, who am I going to work with? You know, in the beginning, when you start, you work with anyone, but there's a moment, and that's, I'm not saying it's a compliment for you, but it, like you describe it, it needs to be a match. If I feel that you are in a victim modus, that you cannot, you know, really be open and honest and stay into a certain vicious cycle where I can't get through, then we won't work together. So I'm so glad you say that about the trust and everything. Now, when we started, wow, there was so much to talk about. There was so much coming to the surface. But can you tell anyone who is in the end of 40s, maybe beginning 50s, listening now, hearing this, that you, as a man, as an international businessman, looked for help, came to me, came, I mean, the decision to go for help is already a first step, hey, Erwin? That's what you felt yourself. Then the search, and then to come into the journey. Now, can you tell me, what is your first big shift that you've done? What tools or what strategy did you find very helpful for yourself?
Yeah, okay. So before I answer that, if I can just comment, because you, as you pointed out, that you decide who you work with, huh? I think what was very refreshing is that in the intake, that you also make a point about, but you, in this case me, you also decide where we go, how far we go. I mean, that's that's, so there is not there is no pressure, and it's not a fixed program. It's really made to measure, and only
tailor
made.
They call it in English. They call it tailor made, like VIP. All, that's why you know it's a VIP process. So thank you for that.
And so and that's why you need a setting. I can only give. You can only take if I'm willing to give. And vice versa. But and the other trigger I have to say is for me, or the in a positive way, the red button is the umbrella of life coaching. This is, in my case, this was not about, I think I'm heading for a depression, or I think I'm losing this or that. No, it's really like I'm in a momentum in my life. A lot of things are going extremely well, but some very important things are not going as planned, as wanted. So you have to look at that. So, and then I come to your question on let's say the process and the techniques, and so two things I would like to single out, although it's hard to in a way to summarize a three-year trajectory. But the first thing is, I think so sometimes time flies and sometimes it doesn't, is the very holistic approach. So, I mean, it's clearly you have a backpack full of tools and techniques, and one can feel that you adapt based on the interaction, based on what I'm willing to share, what I'm not willing to share, based on my comments on, I think this is important, but this at this stage is less important. So, but I think it's more than a trick. It's your expertise. It's this holistic way of approaching things, so that you very early
what
on
helped
can
you
say,
the most? What of the holistic self-care approach?
Absolutely. You the most? So what helped me the most is I was highly impressed by the RTT. In a way, I would even say I was blown away. I'm not sure that's the right words to use in this context, but we had a long build up, and then we went for this very, very intense session. So,
One has to say,
looking
that
at what came out of it, and the impact is enormous. So for me, it was the clear proof point that as they say, things that even happened when you were a
Child, yeah.
baby or whatever, huh? As a child, you take it with you unless you do something with it. You take it with you till your last day on this planet, huh?
Yeah.
And in my case, you feel deep down there are things, but
You don't
either
know
you don't
what
want to know
exactly it
them or
is.
you a little you'll probably lock them somewhere in your body, and you brought some of those very, very important things up. And if I looked at, of course, the impact during the session, but then the thinking process
Yes.
following the
Yeah.
session and the change in behavior, because that's what it's
Yeah.
all about, the change in my thinking. It felt
Yes.
like freeing up, huh? So
Yes.
I feel really
Yeah.
like perhaps I'm exaggerating to say
Enlightening.
it's a new, yeah, it's perhaps not a new Erwin, huh? But when I talk to people who ask me about this, I say, well, at least what it did is it helped me discover the best version possible of myself. And that's, I think, it's a huge
It's a
success.
liberation. It's an
It's a liberation.
absolute liberation
Absolutely.
because you go to the root cause of what has been going on. And isn't it strange that, a man of 50 years old has still been living with a reality of when he was a 5-year-old, 7-year-old boy? I mean, that is
True.
how it works. And that's why it's so important to not just do talk therapy, but to, to actually really going to the root cause of the issue. And there's several techniques that I use and things, but I know that the hypnosis has been a big help for you. Now, to who are you today? So when we look from stress to authentic success, how are you feeling today? What has been the journey for you when you look back at it? How are you feeling today?
Well, the very short answer is it's positive, huh? It's feeling empowered, higher, pretty high. Up till very high energy levels, I have to say, and that's because I think, in my simple words, what you've done with me and probably do with all your other people you work with is in a way, it starts with some sort of assisted self-assessment, huh? And it's easy to say self-assessment, but I think
It's important.
less than 1% of the people are capable to do a
Yes.
self-assessment. So they need guidance, they need a context,
Yes.
they need tips, they need the
True.
tools for that. So I think it starts with that. Obviously, self-assessment, the outcome is there's things in there that you already knew, there's things in there that you already knew and you're happy with. There's things in there that you already knew, but you're not that happy with. And of course, the most intriguing is there's things that you
That you don't
didn't
know.
knew about, don't know about. So that's the thing. But then in the process, you start to understand that in your life, and whether it's professional, whether it's personal, it is more than okay. It's almost even, I would say, a
Necessary.
law, huh? Daniela's law, huh? To
It's a
start
necessary.
out of
Yeah.
yourself, huh? And from there on, you can build to self-care, and self-care at a certain moment. I think I've now at the level that I have reached a black belt in self-confidence, huh?
Wow. Journey.
Through this
Yeah.
journey, exactly.
I heard you say in the beginning about time, an entrepreneur and a successful businessman, it's all about time. But you know by now that time management is self-management. And so I do
Exactly.
believe that you have done an amazing job in self-management. That's what you're explaining, I think, a little bit there. And it's all about indeed living from the inside out instead of that person says this and that person does that. And I had a phone call with that one who did that. No, it starts from within, from you. How am I thinking? How am I feeling? What do I need? What do I, is that a little bit what you're trying to explain from the inside out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think or one could say the insight is choosing is not losing, huh? And also I'm just at all times speaking for myself, but also my dear friend, you have one life, so live it. Huh? The right focus, the right priorities, and I think that's throughout this whole journey. Huh? Slowly but surely, you start to get. Well, first you get the insight, of course, but then at the back of your mind after the sessions and you start to think, perhaps I should start do this, or perhaps I should stop doing this, or I should do more of this, or I should.
Can I say something?
Yes, of course.
And it's an important one for anyone listening. I really love it when you say, and I should, because you have been thinking, and a lot of 99% of the people are not thinking during the day. You have been using your thoughts. But what I want to say here is there's no shoulds anymore in your life. Mm-hmm. One of the big things in the seven step journey that you are explaining in your own words in the process is that you have a choice. And that's what you were saying. You have a choice.
Yep.
You don't have to. The shoulds in your life, I should do this, I should do that. And I know that you are explaining, you know, trying to explain it. But one of the keys that you have done is to stop listening to the shoulds and to start choosing for yourself.
Yep.
What is it that I think that I want, that I need? Stop to sacrifice yourself and put yourself first. I think that is such a beautiful, and you have done that really beautifully, Erin, because it's not an easy thing as a husband, as a father, as a businessman. It's not an easy thing. We are so used to be responsible for everything and everything around us that we, you see, you have taken responsibility for yourself now. And that for me is a big one. You're trying to explain, and I see why you use the word should.
Of course.
But I see that in your life, there are almost no more shoulds. Can you agree on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you put it in a very nice way, which brings me in a way to what is has also been extremely helpful in a way as an outcome of this trajectory is you learn along the way. Also based on the many conversations I have with you and the way you ask questions, is to communicate better. Not just more, but to communicate better, especially with the people very close to you, to really ask the questions, whether they are very difficult or very emotional. It doesn't matter, but you ask the questions.
And you've
of
asked
course,
questions
based on the
to
answers,
yourself
but
as well.
Absolutely. That's a start in a way,
See,
but then you start to understand.
Yeah.
Me is always part of something else and something bigger, Starting
yeah.
with your family and with your circle of friends up to all your clients and all your colleagues and all your employees and everything that comes with that. But I think that's also been something, it's making you a better communicator, like you say, with yourself. And with everyone you encounter in your life, and
can
it's
I
better
say,
listening and less talking.
Can I give you a compliment as well, Erin? Because it is also about reconnecting with yourself. When you came to me, I did feel the disconnection from, you know, living in your head, doing everything you should do, but not really being connected with who am I? I'm not that that abused child anymore. I'm not that person anymore, you know, I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. I have to shut up. All the things that we have been told when we were young, you have gone back into connection with who you are. And I can see in the last weeks that we haven't spoke much, but I can see every time that you are so much more into your, and not, you are such a laughing, you know, creature, you know, that's your nature, laughing and having fun and really enjoying life. That's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now to me, it's on a deeper level. It's on a level of really, truly feeling so happy with who you are. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very correct. And I think that's
it's not about
probably
being correct, Erwin.
No, 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 no,
no. I'm
no,
trying
no.
to explain.
No, absolutely, absolutely. But But I was thinking about probably would make some sort of a good book cover or book title. But indeed, if you're not happy with yourself, I think it's going to be very difficult to be happy with things or with people or so that's the basis of it all. And
But that's how we are
probably,
conditioned, eh? The more we
yeah.
possessions we have, the more we achieve, the happier we are. And I think you are a good example that that is not the truth. It's about you,
No,
your inner world,
absolutely.
you with yourself, your connection with yourself. And then it's so much easier to be connected to others. So thank you for that. Now, a last question that I'm going to ask you. Is there and it doesn't have to do anything with our journey together, but maybe it has. Is there a quote or a statement that you live by now that you would say that has really done something in
Well,
your life?
I guess so, because yesterday my colleagues were laughing, stating that since some time I seem to use the same quote whenever I enter a big meeting or whatever, and the quote is it's not an original quote, I guess, but I picked it up I think many years ago, but haven't been using it, and now I use it everywhere, and the quote is as follows, huh? Those who say it cannot be done should get out of the way of those doing it, huh? And for me, there's a lot of, I mean, that's if you think about it, there's a lot of levels and layers in that quote, huh? But it's about a positive mindset. It's about can do. But I think also it's also about and that's also something you coach on, of course, is how to manage all these potentially negative influences, impacts from outside of yourself, but also from inside
That's right.
yourself, like in my case, that you have this
In a
sometimes
critic can,
weird ideas or whatever, or things that were triggered during my childhood, and that make me feel like if I don't prove this, if I don't prove that, I'm a failure, whatever. So no, that's not how we should think and how we should behave. So
Yeah,
no,
beautiful.
I'm.
And I can even relate that to our journey because, first of all, the trust and the belief that you could get out of that crisis, that you could do it differently, that asking for help, coming, in the intake, deciding to invest in yourself because it is an investment financially, but also mentally, emotionally, it is a commitment to yourself. And the cost of not doing it is so much bigger. So that's why I'm saying the fact that doing it and really investing in yourself and taking yourself on that journey, to me, is relating to your quote.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. But yeah, I'm now a big propagandist, so I make every other statement. There's nothing as important as taking care of yourself, but to be able to take care of yourself, please make sure you're surrounded by the right people who have all the
I know.
expertise and tools and techniques to
I
help
agree.
you take care of yourself in the best way possible. So
Thank
absolutely.
you for that. And Erwin, what I just want to add to that is that we are in a society where we think there's quick fix methods. There's, you take a pill and it's done. And you and I, we had such a beautiful journey together. And I am still on my journey, to be honest. I still have my coaches, mentors, therapists. I walk my talk. So it is such a beautiful journey that once you're on that, you don't want to stop. Like in the beginning, I was saying an ex-client and you saying, oh, no, I'm still there. I'm still there.
Yeah,
You see,
absolutely.
but that's how it works. Once you're on that path, you don't want to go off anymore. And that is so beautiful, I think. There's nothing more important than investing in yourself. My quote is, you are your best investment. And I am so grateful that you took that step and that you did. And look at you today. And I want to thank you for this interview. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to add or?
Well, I
Can
want to
be.
thank you for
Oh, that's so
all the
sweet.
support and all the insights and like you say, like they always say, lifelong learning, huh? I say, but there's probably also lifelong coaching and lifelong support we all need. So that's why I'm happy we met each other on this journey, and I
Well,
look
thank
forward
you.
to our next encounter.
Oh, well done. Thank you, Erwin. I'm gonna have a little break now and then come back to the
Super.
audience just now. Thank you so much.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And I told you that this was going to be a very authentic interview, a vulnerable conversation between two people who met and who have done a beautiful journey together. Now, as Erwin was explaining, he was experiencing, like, I love the word, the 360 degree stress, because he says that the outside successes always come with a price to pay. And I see it every day with every single client. The price we pay is the sacrifice of ourselves, is the disconnection with ourselves. So there was definitely a lack of self-care. He didn't invest in himself enough. He was there ready for the outside expectations, obligations, 7 out of 7, 24 out of 24, always buzzing in his head and not investing in his relationship with himself and his loved ones. So giggling all these balls, it was time to seek help. And you could hear in his explanation about his fear to ask help because you don't know what's coming. The fear about the questions that the process can bring, the fear about what is going to happen, because mental health for any man is still sometimes a taboo. And so to find the right help, someone you can trust, there needs to be a match. And that's why I explained that I myself only work with the people that I want to, that I feel are a match for me, because I'm very result driven and I'm not going to put my time and energy in someone when I feel that there is going to be not enough results. So there was a match, and my VIP program that I did with him, we started, I think, with a 10-month program, and we kept on going because the journey was so interesting. And as Erwin explained, it's actually quite interesting how he explained it, because I see it in a different way. But he explained to him that it was an umbrella of life coaching, because we had to look at every aspect of his life. And some things don't always go as planned, even if you work harder at them. So it needs to be a holistic approach. It needs to be a journey of discovery and learning and unlearning. There's a lot of things, as he was talking about hypnosis, around the childhood that we discovered. There has been a discovering of a new Erwin. The old reality needed to stop, and he has stepped into his birthright of being exactly who he was meant to be. And so they're going from a self-assessment to self-care to self-confidence. It is a whole journey from stress to authentic success. And authentic success for him is living from the inside out. It's he only realized at a certain moment, I only have one life, so I'm gonna live it onto my conditions, my focus, my priorities, my thoughts, my needs. It is my journey, and I am sitting in the driver's seat of my car. And so he learned to communicate better with himself and better with others. And so the reconnection with himself was probably the basic key, the foundation to actually really shift out of that stress and live that authentic success. And I love his quote, those who say it cannot be done should get out of the way for those doing it. Now, that is very true for personal development, for help, for support, for coaching and mentoring, because so many people stand on the side and think that asking for help and support is a weakness. Now, stop that and start, get out of the way and do what is necessary to be done, because the accumulation of outside success, that's not it. It is the inner connection and the fulfillment that we need to really be on that journey of fulfillment, happiness, well-being, and certainly true wealth and health. So I'm going to leave you for this week. I trust if you want to listen to this again, go and listen on demand again. If you want to download it or go on all the podcast platforms and listen to it, don't forget, if you need me, if this episode has triggered something within you, if you recognize yourself in that ideal client of mine, go to Danielle at danielsack.com. Just write me a little note or go to my agenda on danielsack.com, and I will be happy to talk to you about your situation and see if there is a match. I am wishing you a beautiful end of the year, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now. To finish off, just a little note with a wish for you and your loved ones for this festive season 2023-2024. May you have the courage to look into the mirror. May you free your mind of fears, doubts, and judgments. May you fill your heart with love, compassion, and kindness. May you feel your body in total relaxation, balance, and health. And may you fulfill your soul by living out of authenticity, passion, and purpose. That's me for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sacks. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesacks.com.